Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. We'd like to read from Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, the last two verses. I sometimes feel like that if I was dividing up the book of Hebrews into chapters and verses, I would have the last two verses as the beginning of chapter 11 rather than the end of chapter 10, because I feel like that you miss a lot of the important truth that's in Hebrews 10, verses 38 and 39. Like if at night, if you're reading a chapter and you close out with Hebrews 10, and the next day you start with Hebrews 11, you miss a great connection between Hebrews 10, the last two verses, and chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 38, the Word of God says, "Now the just shall live by faith." I want you to remember that statement, "the just shall live by faith." That statement is made four times in the Bible, "the just shall live by faith." That teaching is in the Old and the New Testaments. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, the Word of God says, "the just shall live by his faith." Romans 1, 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, and then the verse here that we just read, all four of those verses teach the same truth, that the just shall live by faith. Does not mean they're going to be born again by faith, because you have to be born again in order to have faith. But after God has given you faith, if you're really going to live, if you're going to live the abundant life, you have to walk by faith. You have to exercise that faith that God has given you. So the scripture says here, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Isn't it wonderful that you have the ability to please God? That God can have pleasure in your life, be pleased with your life. He says if you walk by faith, if you live by faith, God's going to be pleased with your life. You're going to live the abundant life of walking with Jesus. If you draw back, if you don't walk by faith, if you don't live by faith, you're going to draw back unto perdition. So the choice is yours as born-again children of God. You can live by faith or you can draw back unto perdition. The Word of God is full of people that live by faith. That's what chapter 11 is all about. It's about people that live by faith. Hebrews 11, 6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and you have to believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, that's faith that believes that God is. Faith enables you to believe that God is. And faith enables you to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is also a judge of his people when they do not seek him. That's the reason that when they draw back, they don't walk by faith and they don't live by faith, they draw back to perdition. The choice is either walk by faith and live or draw back and die. The children of Israel, when they got to the borders of Canaan land, there were two men that walked by faith and lived by faith. What were their names, children? Joshua and Caleb. What did they do? They walked by faith. They lived by faith. The just shall live by faith. They were full of life. They were full of peace. They were full of joy. They were full of power because they believed God. They believed that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. They believed that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So they believed God. And when God told them to go into the land of Canaan, Caleb and Joshua believed God. They didn't have fear because they believed God. But the children of Israel drew back. They did not live by faith. They did not walk by faith. They did not obey God. And by the way, if you think you've got faith, but it's not followed out by works in your life, you don't have faith. Faith without works is dead. If you're full of faith and you're living by faith, it's going to be manifest in your life. Abraham, did he have a lot of faith? Brethren, if God told me to take now thy son like he did Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, he said to Abraham, he said, take now thy son, thine only begotten son. If God were to tell me to take him up into a mountain and offer him as a sacrifice, take my son up there and offer him as a sacrifice, I don't think my faith would be strong enough right now to do that. I hope it will be. It's getting late in life for me to grow to that point. But listen, brethren, every one of us ought to have the same amount of faith that Abraham did, that he went up on that mountain. The Bible says he arose early in the morning and he went up there and he was convinced. He told his son, when his son asked him, where is the offering? He said, God will provide himself an offering. Full of faith, wasn't he? Had no fear. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that when Abraham got up there, he thought that he was going to slay his son, and then God was going to raise him from the dead. That's a lot of faith, brethren. He was going to obey God. He did obey God, and God did provide an offering. You go all the way through the book of Hebrews 11, chapter 11, you find that Noah had faith, and Abraham had faith, and Isaac and Jacob. And all the way through this chapter, the Word of God is talking about people that lived by faith. The just shall live by faith. I'm not talking about just staying alive. I'm talking about living. Living. If you don't trust God, you're not living. Oh, there's a devil's kind of living. The devil will sometimes put on television, here's the high life. Here's the good life. And it's a lie from the devil. It's a life of sin and sorrow and heartache and death. But there's a real life. There's a good life. And the just shall live by faith. When they take that faith that God has given them and they exercise that faith and they walk by faith, and the works in their lives prove their confidence in God, and they have no fear, and they're going forward in their service to God, and they're growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're living by faith. They're living. Do you hear what I'm saying? Living. The just shall live. Really be full of life. Have great peace and joy in your soul when you walk by faith. Do what God tells you to do. Walk by faith. You won't always know what's going to happen. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they stood against the king, did they know what the outcome was going to be? Did they know for sure they weren't going to be thrown in that burning fiery furnace? Did they think that was a possibility? They thought it was a possibility. They might not even have to be thrown in the burning fiery furnace. Our God is able to deliver us. God's able to deliver us out of your hand. We're not ashamed. We're not afraid. You know what they were doing? Living. I'm talking about living in such a way that you have no fear of death. You can live. Stephen was living when he stood to those people and said, and rebuked them, and they began to stone him to death, and he prayed for those people. That's living, brethren. That's high life. When you can pray for your enemies, when you can love your enemies, that's living, and it takes faith to do that. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, he said, I know whom I've believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I want to say to all of you parents here, if you don't live by faith, if you don't walk by faith, if you don't bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you've got a big reason to be concerned. But if you do the best you can, and you teach them, and you train them, and you've done everything you can, the best thing for you to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. That's what faith is, by the way. It's trusting in the Lord. The just will live by exercising their faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God's able to deliver us. What he's going to do, in essence, they said, you go back and read Daniel chapter 3, in essence, they said, what God's going to do, we're not sure. Except we're sure of this, our God is going to deliver us out of your hand. That's the only thing I'm positive of. He may deliver us by taking us on to glory. We may be thrown in that fire, and we may burn up. But our God's going to take us out of your hand. Or he may throw us in that fire, and somehow us come out alive. Or you may try to throw us in the fire, and God may keep you from doing it. See, it doesn't matter what the outcome is when you live by faith. You commit it to God, and you say, Lord, this is in your hands. This is in your hands. Now, that's living when you don't have to worry about the future. That's living now. I'm talking about living. Really living. You're really living when you're not worrying about dying. You're really living when you're not worrying about anything because you know God is able to take care of you. I saw a lady this past week that, I mean, one thing after another. First, the thinking you're going to be blind in one eye, she never frowned. She was happy anyway. Face started drawing, looked rather bad. I walked in the room and I saw it. Now, listen, when people walk in the room and they say, wow, you look good. And that's what I did. You know, I walked in the room and her face was all drawn. I said, you're looking good. She said, don't tell me that. I got a mirror. She said, but God's in control and there's nothing to worry about. And then they told her, it's probably just Bell's palsy. And then they did a test on her head. And they said, oh, it's not just Bell's palsy. There's a spot on your brain. And we need to call in an oncologist because we think it's a brain tumor. And she said, it's all right. Jesus is in control. And they rolled her out of the room the last time I saw her Friday. They were rolling out of the room to go do a body scan to see if the cancer had spread all over her body. And she was saying, they're fixing to just x-ray me all over, and they concerned it might have spread. But she said, if it has, Jesus is still in control. You know what she had? She had faith. You know what she was doing? Living. She was living. You know what else she was doing? She was pleasing God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. The just shall live by faith. The just, their lights, when they walk by faith and they live by faith, their lights are going to shine to the glory of God. That's what Hebrews 11 is all about, people that lived by faith. Now, back up in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10 just a moment. Luke chapter 10. I really am concerned that often we think about, well, faith is just a feeling you have in your heart. It's just trusting in God. No, no. Faith, if it's real, if you're the just shall live by faith, if you're living by faith, it's just going to be evident in every aspect of your life. I would say to all of you teenagers, don't worry about what you're going to be when you get grown. Live today to the best of your ability. Serve God right now. Do right. God's going to take care of the rest of it. Don't be worrying about down there. I'd say to all of you middle-aged people worrying about what conditions the government going to be in when I retire. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because our Father is in control. Now, you sit around and do nothing, you're going to go hungry, folks. You don't serve God, you're not active, you're not laboring, you're not preparing for winter time. You're going to have trouble in your life. But if you're doing all that you can to the glory of God and by the grace of God and recognizing every day, God is in control, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. I'm not talking about 20 years from now. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about today. Now, that's living, isn't it? That's living is when you're not worrying. That's living when you have peace in your soul. That's living when you have joy. That's living when you can lose all your possessions like Job did and lose all 10 of your children and your health be taken away and you're in a tremendous amount of pain from the top of your head to the soles of your feet with all those boils and you can just trust God anyway. That's living now, folks. That's better. That's better than having all the money in the world. And here's what he says. Job said, I know he said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away, but here's what else he said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That's faith now. That's faith. It looks like he's in the process of slaying him. And he says, he may slay me, but though he slay me, I'm going to trust him anyway. And he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know your Redeemer liveth? Worthy of worship, worthy of praise. Oh, he's my Savior. He's my Sustainer. He's my Father. He's my Creator. He's my all in all. He's everything I need. Believing that, trusting in Him, you're going to be living. The just shall live. You see what live means? That's really living. The world has no idea what I'm talking about. Unless you have faith and unless you believe God's word, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. I'm talking about really living. Luke 10. Look at Luke 10, verses 20 at beginning. Well, Luke 10, beginning in verse 25. Luke 10, beginning in verse 25, the word of God says this. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up. I don't think lawyers have changed much through the years. Neither have any other people. Men are basically the same. If you want to go all the way back to Adam in the Garden of Eden, you might think, oh, I would have never done that. Yeah, you would have. You would have. Or you might look at David and you might think, oh, man, if I was king, I wouldn't have done. Yeah, you probably would have. Don't ever look at somebody else and think, I would have never. Yeah, you probably would have. We're weak and frail creatures. Lord, help me to see how frail I am. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit, the next two words say, eternal life? Brethren, he was not telling him when Jesus begins to answer him. I don't think the man was even asking him, what do I do to go to heaven? But if you know the Bible, you know he was not, when Jesus answered him, he was not telling him what to do to go to heaven. He was telling him what to do to get eternal life. Eternal life, Jesus defines it in John 17:3. He says, now this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Now, you know who the only people are that can trust God? Those that know him. The better you know him, the more you can trust him. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus. To know God the Father, and to know God the Son, to really know Him, you can trust Him. When I was a boy growing up, I trusted my daddy. My daddy, until I got 16, my daddy was the best, most perfect, strongest. He was everything a man could be. Do you understand? He didn't change when I got 16. I changed. I got on the wrong track. But I trusted Him to take care of me. I trusted Him. When you really know God, and by the way, later in my life, I learned to trust my daddy just like I did when I was a little child. If you know God, you can trust the Lord. What do I have to do? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? He answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Was he saying he was going to get born again if he did that? No. He's already, listen, brethren, he was telling him, you're going to know about this abundant life. You're going to come to know me if you'll do what I tell you. If you'll love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and if you love your neighbor as yourself, you'll live. You'll really live. This do, and thou shalt live. Jesus taught it this way in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. And I'll just read that. You don't have to turn there, but listen to Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Jesus makes this statement. Still talking about the same thing. He says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Now, what did Hebrews 10, 38 and 39 say? Let's see. It said something like, the just shall live by faith. It also said, those that draw back are drawing back to perdition. That's what this is talking about when he says there's a broad way that leads to destruction. If you do not follow God, if you do not trust God, if you do not love God and love your neighbor, if you do not follow the Word of God, you're going to be drawing back to perdition. You're going to be entering the broad way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto what? It leadeth unto what? It leadeth, this straight and narrow way leads unto life. Life. The just shall live by faith. How are they going to live by faith? Well, they're going to, by faith, they're going to walk that straight and narrow path. By faith, they're going to obey God. By faith, they're going to serve God. God tells them to do something, they say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it. Lord, just tell me what to do. Just show me in your word. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. That's walking by faith, see? But God tells you to do something in his word and you draw back, you want to argue with it, fasten your seatbelt, you're drawing back to perdition. Go with me in closing with Psalm 125. Psalm 125, verse 1. The scripture says in Psalm 125 and verse 1, and remember, we're trying to look at living by faith. That means trusting the Lord, and that means doing things in your life that are often uncomfortable to do. It's not, usually it's not easy to do what's right. Usually it's not easy to do what God's telling you to do. But if you've got enough faith and you trust in God, you'll do what God says, walk by faith. What's going to be the outcome if I do that? It doesn't matter. You aren't going to know. That's what faith is all about. Over the years, there have been many times that this church has entered into the conference. What was going to be the outcome? We don't have any idea. We don't know. But if you just try to do what's right, you'll live. You'll live. And the church may outvote you, and you may not any longer be a member of the church, but if you're doing what's right, you'll live. You'll live. I'm not dependent on this church to take care of me. I'm not dependent on this church to keep me as your pastor. I am dependent on God to take care of me. And I better do what he says, walk by faith, do what's right, and he will take care of me. And he'll take care of you. There's nothing to fear. Trust in the Lord. Psalm 125 in verse 1 says, they that trust in the Lord, that's the same thing as walking by faith, by the way. P.S. That's the same thing as walk by faith. Live by faith. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. That's pretty big. You're going to be like a mountain that cannot be moved. When you do what's right, you're going to be like a mountain. You're going to be like Mount Zion. You're going to live. When you do what's right, Psalm 1 says you're going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You're going to be bringing forth fruit. When you do what's right and you trust in the Lord, God's going to take care of you. That was in closing, but this is extra. Just listen. Thou wilt keep him, listen carefully, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. That's Isaiah 26 and verse 3. You know what God will do? You know what God will do for you when you trust in him? He'll keep you in perfect peace. And you know what that is? That's living. When you've got perfect peace. Psalm 119 verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law. Serve the Lord. Follow God. Keep his commandments. Be faithful to him. And do what he says. Walk by faith, and you'll live. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.